staying ahead with Amazon PPC in like, 2025, it really does feel like battling a tidal wave of competitors, you know? You're pouring your money into ads, but are those clicks turning into profit, or are you just watching your budget sing?
That is the question, right?
Yeah.
E-commerce is more packed than ever. And even, you know, little slip-ups in your PPC can eat away at those margins.
It's true. So today, we're diving deep into the source material, giving you a shortcut to the essential stuff. Think of this as a rapid diagnostic check for your bottom line. What are the top five Amazon PPC mistakes that might be quietly draining your funds?
Let's jump right in.
Awesome.
And you know what? Let's start with a mistake that's surprisingly common, yet costly. Overlooking negative keywords.
Yeah, negative keywords. Why are they such a crucial piece? What happens if we just ignore them?
Simply put, it's about wasted ad spend. If you don't have a solid negative keyword list, your ads might appear for, well, just about anything. Say you're selling those fancy coffee grinders, right? Mm-hmm. Your ad could be popping up for searches like cheap coffee beans or broken blender repair. Yeah, you're paying for clicks that are, well, almost guaranteed to go nowhere.
So how do we fix this? Like, what's the strategy to plug that leak?
It comes down to a really strict negative keyword strategy. The sources really hammered this. Analyze those search term reports.
Yeah.
Every single week.
These reports tell us what
exactly what people typed in to trigger your ad.
Yeah.
Pure gold.
So I'm looking for searches that are completely unrelated to my product.
Bingo. If you're all about organic dog treats and your ad shows up for cat food or pet grooming, those are screaming "add me" as a negative. And here's a tip. Use both phrase match and exact match to really refine things.
So I'm basically telling Amazon, don't you dare show my ad for that.
You got it. And here's where it gets a bit tactical.
Yeah.
Those automatic campaigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Use them to catch those irrelevant terms you might miss. Think of it like a wider net.
Okay, so auto campaigns to inform my manual exclusions. That's smart. But really, what kind of impact are we talking? Is this worth the hassle?
Huge impact. The data suggests up to 30% less wasted ad spend. But it's more than just saving money. Your ad relevance goes up because you're showing it to the right people. And what does that mean? Higher conversions, lower ACS.
30%? That's a game changer. It's like a third of your budget just vanishing into thin air.
All right, what's the next big drain on those PPC dollars?
The next common mistake. Using the same bid strategy for every single product.
That almost sounds like, I don't know, the default setting. Why is that a problem?
Because, come on, not all products are created equal, right? Mm. Some have fat profit margins, others convert like crazy. If you're using the same bid across the board, you're probably overspending on the duds and maybe even underselling your stars.
It's like we're not being smart about where our ad money goes.
Exactly. The solution is to get dynamic, get segmented. Categorize those products by profitability and conversion rates. The top performers, they deserve a more aggressive bid. You know, maybe even try an up and down bidding strategy with a tight ACS.
Okay, so I'm investing more in the winners. Makes sense. Anything else on bidding? Oh, tons. Amazon has those dynamic bidding options, down only and up and down.
Down only.
Yeah, it'll automatically lower your bid when conversion looks iffy. Saves you money on those less promising impressions.
Yeah, I see.
Up and down. Well, that gives Amazon the leeway to bump up your bid when a sale seems likely. Also, think about bid adjustments based on where your ad pops up, you know, top of search, maybe bump it up a bit. Those tend to convert well. You know, a 10, 20% increase is pretty standard.
Right, different placements.
Yeah.
And what about different types of keywords?
Ah, great point. Branded versus non-branded. Those with your brand name. Higher conversion rates, lower CPCs. People searching for you are already interested, right?
So bid less aggressively on branded keywords.
Yep. Now, non-branded, those are a whole other ballgame, more competitive, might need higher bids to stand out.
So how much better can things get with this kind of targeted bidding?
Let's put it this way. You'll be spending smarter. You'll get those top products in front of more eyes. And you should see a nice bump in that ROAS, return on ad spend. Take a look at your product catalog. Really, think about it. Are all those items pulling their weight? Tailoring your bids, make sure your money goes where it counts.
Right. That's a much more strategic approach. What's the third pitfall we need to avoid?
This one's a bit more technical, but it's key for efficiency. Search term isolation.
Search term isolation. So what exactly is that? And what happens if we, you know, just don't bother?
Imagine this. You've got multiple campaigns running.
Right.
And they're all targeting the same search terms. It's like
sitting against yourself.
Exactly. Your campaigns are fighting each other, driving up your CPC for no reason.
Yeah.
Like different departments in a company bidding on the same project just inflates the cost.
Ugh, that sounds like a recipe for frustration.
Absolutely. Yeah. The fix. Search term isolation. Structure your campaign so there's no overlap. Use exact match keywords for your winners. Put them in their own focused campaigns.
Okay, so if a phrase is consistently bringing in sales, it gets its own special campaign.
Exactly. And you know those converting search terms from your automatic campaigns? Graduate them to these manual campaigns. More control, better ad copy.
And what about the original auto campaigns? Just keep them running.
Yep. They're still your keyword discovery engine. Keep an eye on those reports. Move any new stars into those isolated manual campaigns. And don't forget to regularly audit your whole campaign structure. You don't want that keyword overlap creeping back in. You know, check for terms with, say, more than 10 clicks but no conversions in the last month. That's a red flag.
So what's the payoff for all this isolation effort? Why go through the trouble?
Well, first, bye-bye bidding wars. Your CPC should go down. Plus, your data will be crystal clear. You'll know exactly which campaign, which keyword is doing the work. You'll allocate your budget like a pro and your ROI. Happy dance.
Makes total sense. Streamline those keywords.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about what happens after the click. What's mistake number four?
Number four, having those poorly optimized product listings. Even the best PPC campaign will flop if the landing page is a dud.
So it's like spending all this effort to get people to our storefront.
And then the storefront is a mess. Absolutely.
Cluttered, confusing. No one's buying anything.
Precisely. Your listing is the final destination. Make sure it's aligned with your PPC keywords or you're wasting those clicks.
What are the essentials for a listing that actually converts?
The sources all agreed on this. First, those product titles. Gotta have those exact keywords you're bidding on. Clear, concise, informative. Then, bullet points. Benefits, benefits, benefits. Don't just list features. Tell people how those features will make their lives better. And pictures. Don't skimp. Multiple high-quality shots of your product from all angles. Show it in action if you can.
Anything else we should be thinking about?
Oh, right. Reviews. Aim for at least a 4-star average before you really ramp up those ads. Social proof is huge. A product with few reviews or, you know, a bunch of bad ones, it's going to hurt, even with great PPC.
So PPC gets them there, but the listing seals the deal. What happens when these two work in harmony?
Well, you get those sweet, sweet conversions. More sales for the same ad spend, happy ROI. Plus, Amazon notices those good conversion rates. It can actually improve your ad relevance scores and maybe even lower your CPC over time.
It's all connected. Okay, we've covered four major mistakes. What's the last one, the one that maybe flies under the radar?
This one's sneaky. The set it and forget it mentality. You know, launch those campaigns and then crickets.
Yeah, I can see how that happens. So much to do when you're running a business. But why is ongoing management so important?
Well, Amazon isn't standing still, right? Competition heats up. Search trends change, even Amazon's algorithm gets tweaked. Ignore your campaigns and you'll miss those chances to improve. A campaign that was rocking a few months ago could be tanking today.
So we need a plan, a system for staying on top of things. What would that look like?
A structured approach is key. Weekly, check your performance, tweak those bids. Every other week, revisit those negative keywords. Monthly, big picture time. Campaign structure, any room for improvement. And quarterly, a deep dive, competitor analysis, budget review, the whole shebang.
So we're aiming for continuous improvement, staying flexible. What's the payoff for all this effort?
You'll adapt, you'll improve, and you'll stay ahead of the curve. That's the name of the game, right? Proactive management is your edge.
Awesome. So let's recap this for our listeners. What are the key takeaways, the action items they should be tackling right now?
Remember those five big mistakes. Neglecting negative keywords. Uniform bidding, ignoring search term isolation, subpar listings, and that set and forget trap.
And the source material gave us a handy checklist, didn't it? How often should we be doing these things?
Right, weekly for those negative keywords and bid adjustments. Every month, graduate those star keywords and take stock of your campaign structure. And quarterly, competitor research and budget review time.
The source has also tackled some FAQs, stuff our listeners are probably wondering. So how often should sellers actually be in their accounts making changes?
The sweet spot seems to be daily monitoring, weekly bid adjustments, bi-weekly negative keyword checks, and monthly deep dives.
Okay. And ACOS, what should our target be in 2025?
It depends. But generally, 15-30% is a decent goal. Launching a new product, maybe go a bit higher, 30-50%, to get that visibility. For well-established products, you might aim for 10-20%.
Got it. And auto versus manual campaigns, which one wins?
Neither. Use both, strategically. Start with auto to uncover those hidden keyword gems, then move the winners to manual campaigns for more control.
Okay, so both have their place. And finally, how are those algorithm updates changing things up?
Relevancy and conversions are still king. So nail those keyword themes, make sure your listings convert, and keep your seller metrics stellar.
Makes sense. Last question. How much should we be spending daily on PPC to make a real difference?
The general consensus is $50, $100 per product group per day.
Yeah.
That gives you enough data to work with and can actually move the needle on those sales. But of course, adjust based on your category and competition.
All right, so for all of you listening, it's time for an honest assessment. Look at your Amazon PPC through the lens of these five mistakes. Are you on top of those negative keywords? Is your bidding dynamic and tailored? Have you embraced search term isolation? Are those listings polished and persuasive? And most importantly, are you actively managing your campaigns or are they gathering dust?
And if you're feeling overwhelmed, especially with a big product catalog or maybe these advanced strategies are a bit much, don't hesitate to get some expert help.
Absolutely. By addressing these areas head on, you're setting yourself up for a serious boost in ROI and that competitive edge. Well, that's priceless in today's market.
You know, it's amazing how interconnected everything is. Like, even the best negative keywords won't say a listing with a terrible title.
Right, it's gotta be a unified effort. So here's a thought to chew on. Amazon's all about relevancy and conversions, right? So what if you optimized your listings, not just for immediate PTC sales, but for the whole customer experience? Could that have a ripple effect, helping your products succeed organically in the long run?
That's something worth pondering as you continue to refine your Amazon gameplay.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the crucial world of Amazon PPC. We hope this gives you some real, actionable strategies to boost your performance. Good luck out there.